Well, welcome to everyone that's joining us tonight. And again, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad to be here sharing the word with you tonight. And I also have a guest, my dear friend and music director for quite some time, Jonathan Ayala. And Jonathan, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, Pastor. It's an honor, always an honor.
Well, we always have a good time with you back there just wailing and going to town on the keys, and you direct the music, and you're in ministry. You've been in ministry for a while. Your dad's a pastor, so you're all wrapped up in ministry. I mean, you kind of grew up in the church, and so the Wednesday before, I had a businessman, a dear friend, you know who he is, we talked from a business perspective, and what I want to do is I wanted to hit what we talk about in talking about great faith or little faith, and hit it from a couple different perspectives that almost come from two different worlds, the world of church and music, and then the world of a businessman building a company or learning how to build a company. And here's a couple of things that I've experienced in ministry. I've been ministering since I was, my first time was 12 years old, and then that just grew, and here we are today. I'm a few years older than 12 now, but I'm still doing it. And you know what? One of two things happen that I've seen in ministry, and it's if you're in it for a while, you can either become complacent with the word faith, what it does and what it seems like sometimes it doesn't do, or you really have a revelation and you just keep growing and you realize this is never going to end. It's going to continue and continue and continue. So let's address that. Let's talk about elevated faith. And I want to get your take because you're back here behind me all the time. And Jonathan loves to try and pull the prophetic out. That's one of the things he does. And he knows how to do it well. He's anointed and gifted to be able to just kind of draw that sound out of me. And if he wanted a prophetic word, he could probably call on his anointing to call on my anointing. And anyway, we have a great time. But we're going to talk about elevating faith. And I want to hear from your perspective. And I think it'll be ministered to the audience, whether you're in ministry, never been in ministry, first time you've seen this, or ministry's been your whole life. Wherever you're coming from, listen to what this man has to say, his testimony, and I know it's going to help you elevate your faith. A scripture I read all the time, I've read this. This has been my go-to scripture for a minute, and it just really helps keep your mind and your eyes in a direction that's just so important, so powerful to me. And it's 2 Samuel 22, verse 31, and it says, "This God, my God, his way," and not ways, and I like the singular here, "his way is perfect." Perfect. And you and I have been in church a long time. We've heard it, this is an imperfect world and no one's perfect and all of this and all of that. And God gave me a different perspective, and it's everything God made, he made perfect. Our God is good, and only good comes down from the Father of lights, the Word says, and whom is no variation or shadow of turning. What God does, he does. He doesn't turn away from it. It's perfect. God's perfect. He's perfect. We don't always understand that because we don't see things go our way. And then sometimes when we call on our faith, as we say, to rectify or upright a situation, and it doesn't turn out that way, sometimes if you're in church for a while, you can go, "Oh, it just doesn't seem to work that well, or it doesn't work for me, or it doesn't always work." Or, "Yeah, I've heard that, and I've seen where it doesn't." But faith always works. But knowing what to look for and what faith does, faith isn't just a little servant that runs around and answers all your little whims and even your needs and things. It always answers your needs, but not in the way, because we don't always know what we need. So it doesn't always seem to answer in the way we need. And it's important for people to know that, number one, so they stay on point and don't get discouraged, and so they can see what their faith is doing. And again, "This God, my God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield to all those that take refuge in him." And that's the faith factor. I don't have faith that things are going to happen a certain way. I have faith that God's way is perfect, and it's going to work that perfect work in me, because the Word says we have the faith of Christ. So being a worship leader, coming from that, being in faith, you know, I know I've watched you too. You've went through, you know, you also have a business that you do, so you're also a businessman. And I know God's worked, so you've kind of hit both arenas, but from the worship part, from the church part, from the home part, you know, family part, talk to me about what resonates in you when we think about elevating your faith.
Yeah. Well, Anton mentioned, I'll briefly mention, last week, he's starting his business, and you say, you're not going to be a great businessman, of course, but then you said, God will do great things through your business. I had a similar word. You know, I'm starting my business. I was living in Charlotte, but visiting, and you said, you're not anointed to do business. And then there was that pause. You're anointed to worship. But then you said, but your business is worship. Right? So, and that totally rocked my world. That changed my entire perspective. Because obviously we know worship is not just music. You know, I mean, that's how it's expressed many times. But worship, especially that word, is teaching us everything we do is worship. Right, so I guess as a worship leader, as a music director, that has to be my revelation, that my entire life is worship, my business is worship, and the freedom that comes with that is very, very powerful. Of course, responsibility comes with that as well, because you let go of an excuse of how you think you can react in any given situation.
Right.
When it's your worship, then that's going to change your perspective a bit, right? Your words may be a little different. Your attitude may be a little different. Again, like Anton was talking about last week, just the response, you know, our attitude is our worship. So that, you know, with the business and the worship is pretty amazing. But I think I was listening to the service from, I think, October 1st, maybe, talking about elevated faith. And you talk about the Canaanite woman and what Jesus said to her. It's not, you know, I can't give this food to dogs. And she came for healing, right? That's what she thought her faith was given to her for.
Yeah.
But in that moment, this is so powerful. In that moment, God elevated her faith with what he said that seemed so contrary to what seems appropriate for that situation, seems appropriate for her situation. So out of left field, seemingly, right? But then when we have the revelation of what you read, no, listen, I know God's ways are perfect. So that really hurt. That really hurt my ego. That really hurt my spirit. It doesn't seem loving what God just did, right? But he set her up for elevated faith. Yeah. You said this in your message. Because of her response, yeah, even the dogs get to eat from the bread that falls. So she's partaking. And the thing that God was literally addressing, you're not of the household of faith. You're not of the family of faith. Yeah. That rejection gave her an opportunity to say what God put in her heart through the Holy Spirit. No, I can eat that bread. I am of the household of faith.
Yeah.
That elevated her faith, that opportunity, that void, that seeming hurt, that trial, that tribulation, title it whatever you want, took her from someone who was just maybe going to get a healing, and that's awesome, and that's powerful, to someone who, by her faith, took her out of where she was positioned and put her in the household of faith. The very thing God said, you're not part of this, was him, that was his invitation to say, come on and be a part of this household of faith. Yes, you want a healing. Yes, you're going to get that healing. Oh, but you just stepped into a whole new realm that you had no idea what was coming. And when I was listening back to that, I was just like, blew my mind. That is elevated faith, man. Because God gave the void or the opportunity or the hurt, whatever you want to call it, for you to step into an entirely different place beyond what you expected.
Oh, yeah. It sounds, I mean, I'm listening to it like I'm hearing it for the first time. Because here's a couple of things. When the revelation comes out of someone else, it's so multifaceted. I remember a prophetic word God gave us one time years ago, and my wife and I still talk about this. And God says, the thing I do, it's not one thing. And this is still a mystery to us, and it came out of my mouth. But it's 7 wide and 11 high. And we've seen in so many different scenarios, and I went, there's that 7 wide, 11 high. It's not about being able to figure it out. And that's what elevates your faith. It's when you move forward going, I can't figure it out, and I'm not upset at God or myself or anyone else because they can't. This is elevated faith, what Jesus said. I'm not seen, but it hasn't changed my attitude, and I'm still moving forward. With the woman, the Canaanite woman, and the woman with the issue of blood, this is what God showed me. What their faith brought them for was a healing. But what the faith of God, when they got in the presence of the Lord, brought them for was to worship Him. It went from I need a healing to I'm worshiping You. And the minute they did, the woman with the issue of blood, we refer to as, Jesus said, someone drew virtue, drew power from Me, drew power. And that's the law of faith. She went in the power of faith, and what she was doing was coming to get something, to use her faith to get something. And listen, there's nothing, of course, you know, according to your faith, be it unto you. But what is your faith really after? What the faith God gave you, why did He give it to you? So you could get your needs met. No, He gave it to you so you could worship Him, because in Him is the fullness of all things. And that's elevating your faith, because so often, God, I'm believing God for this, and I'm believing God for that. And we don't have to believe God for all those things. That's why He said, consider the lilies of the valley. They don't toil. They don't spin. You're thinking about clothes. You have anxiety because of this. And people misuse their faith, and then they get discouraged, and then they become complacent in church. You know, in the church world, you can become, because I've heard faith. Yeah, but if you understood the endless dynamics, the endless world, the endless exploration of faith, and realize that what it's really doing is it's giving you a peek at the heart of God. And when you see any part of God's heart, you see I'm lacking nothing. And I've said before, faith never shows you what you're missing. It shows you all He is and what He's given. And we can't even see all He's given because it's beyond. But it shows you who He is. Both women came for one thing and ended up, their faith brought them to worship. And when they worshiped Him in the presence of the Lord, His fullness of joy. And I've said this also, God, we give Him a praise. God fills your praise with His presence. And that's what I'm hearing you say. That's elevated faith. And here's the great thing. You can't really be discouraged if you're not believing for something specific. And I'm not saying you can never believe for anything specific. The point is your faith, the nature of faith, the disposition of faith is generosity. I got to give worship. I got it. Not I have to. It's like I have to worship God. The word says that the 420 elders in His presence, they say, holy, holy, the seraphims, cherubims, all just worship God, and the elders cast their crowns before Him. They give. It's all God's anyway, but He gave us something we could give back so we can have the heart of God. And it takes the pressure of what if this doesn't happen, what if that doesn't happen off, because it doesn't matter what you see. What matters is how you used your faith, what you did with it. What did your faith make you? It made you generous. It made you a giver. And you gave God praise. You gave God thanks. Canaanite woman fell to worship when she said, it's all about whether it's crumbs from the master's table or a loaf of bread. If it falls from you, I can get it. It belongs to Me. And she just saw God in a way that she couldn't see Him, and she became of the household of faith. Like the scriptures say, it's not those that are Jews by blood, but it's those that are Jews through the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate Redeemer, Savior, the one and only, the ultimate Jew, if you will, the ultimate chosen of God. And He made her the chosen, made me the chosen, made you the chosen. And so I've watched you. What blesses me is watching a man of God that's been in the faith for so long, and I've seen you challenged in a lot of ways. We can or don't have to talk about any of those things, but I've seen the consistency. And again, you're a giver, and you whatever needs done, whatever we need to take care of, if it's out of your wheelhouse or in it, you've always said, I'll make it happen. We'll find a way. And that's elevated faith. That's it. You have a spirit of generosity. You have that nature of faith. And if everyone would just see, the nature of faith isn't me getting. The law of faith will bring it if I live by faith. The nature of faith is to be generous like God. I want to be like God. Whether you're giving a blessing, if forgiving someone, just loving them regardless, no matter what, like Jesus said. And that's elevated faith. So what makes you, because I see you hungry. I see every time we share a word, after Sunday, you're always, how do you keep hearing new stuff when you just sat under the same ministry for so long? I mean, is that possible? I mean, I never asked you that question, but why not?
I think it's, if you do what the word says, you taste and see. I don't know. I think it's that simple. If you taste what revelation tastes like, if you taste a little bit, I think of what living, believing that God is, his way is perfect. And so we blame God for everything is what we say, meaning God's in control of our lives. If it comes to us, it's for us. One time you said, you may have a trial. Tell that trial how it's going to bless you, yeah. Right? So good. So I think.
I got that from James.
Yeah, I gotcha.
He said, count it all joy, right?
Yeah. So I just think it's tasting it. And it's so good. It's so good to see that God is endless, to experience that God is endless. And then this revelation that God gives through our prophet opens up, like we talk about it often, it's like it opens up a new world. These revelations, you've set it like a peephole. You're looking from here and it's just a little hole, but you step up and then you really embrace that revelation and you look through and then you see everything new again. So yeah, when we talk about faith here, when we talk about the power of a seed, you embrace that and then you read the word and just new things pop up. You experience things in life, you experience it in a new way. I don't know, that's addictive, that you taste it and you want it, and so you value that, and so you look for it, and then God is faithful. We know that. No matter what any Christian is experiencing, even if they've said contrary because things are horrible and they don't understand, we're going to say God is faithful. And so, that disconnect goes away when you understand and value and want fresh revelation. God's going to give it to you. He's not going to, he said, if you ask, I'm going to give it to you. So I don't know, for me, I've tasted it. It's so good. And if I believe God's serving it up, he's faithful. And so I'm going to keep eating that revelation. It's too good.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, you said a number of things that I'm just like sitting here saying, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about this. The word says, taste and see the Lord is good. You said addicted. What a great thing to be addicted to in a society that's so addicted to everything from, the internet and on the vastness of everyone else's business and what they're doing and what they're saying and what they're thinking, that really diminishes your vision for what God is saying, because, you kind of end up in everybody else's world and, talking about things that have no connection to who you are, but faith connects you to what you are. And that's the image and the likeness of God. Yeah. And that identity comes, that's elevated faith. If you hunger, the word says, and thirst, you will be filled. And that's what I'm hearing you say. So, the answer from the word is they that hunger and thirst. Then the other thing is I believe with all my heart, the reason that God would give me anything, and he gives anyone that has a heart to hear, there's a lot of ministers out there that God fills them with revelation, gives them insight. For me, I believe it's because of the hunger of the people. I believe that God gives seed to the sower. So if you're going to sow seed, God's going to give you seed. If you're going to be a bread eater and eat bread, God's going to give you bread. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And it's for the hunger and the thirst. I mean, I think about how God addressed the a widow woman, not the widow woman, but the widow woman, when she was ready to eat her last meal, and what God, the word God gave the prophet was tell her to give. Tell her to give. People are afraid that. A lot of times people say, oh, there's a pastor, he's talking about trying to give money. Listen, we're not talking about you giving anything here. We're talking about a life connected to elevating your faith. What if you could do something every day? I mean, when God showed me this, I just got excited because I felt like I don't only have faith, but I have control. I have the means to grow, literally grow, in reality, grow my faith, elevate my faith, and all I have to do is give whatever it is God's given me and do it excitedly and not expect in return, which is kind of upside down for a lot of what we've been taught. I've been taught, you know, give and you're going to get. And there is a scripture, give and it shall be given. But I see it in a totally different way. I just see the give part. Give. The nature, again, the spirit of faith is it doesn't see need, it doesn't see want. It shows you everything God has given you, and that elevates you, and it keeps you hungry. It keeps you hungry in church. When you keep seeing Jesus in new ways, in nature, the virtue, the character of God, you stay hungry. You just want more. And I remember, you know, and it's been a minute with me. I've been in ministry for over 40 years, and that means I started super, 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 super young. But just having a revelation, God speaking a word to me, and I know there are probably a lot of people out there that have experienced it, but to me it's brand new every day or every time it happens is, what am I going to say next? I mean, God, that revelation transformed my life, and it just, like, it doesn't get any better than that. But it never ends as long as you stay hungry. And here's the thing. Faith takes your eyes off of you and your needs, and it puts it on Christ and all he is. And that's what the Canaanite woman did. That's what the woman we refer to as the issue with, had the issue of blood, Bartimaeus. I mean, they had to kind of drop their guard and just say, and they were worshiping. What actually happened is they began to worship. And at that moment in time, the Spirit of the Lord flows through you, because that's great faith. That's elevated faith. And really, God doesn't give us anything less than great faith. It's just us understanding and realizing what faith is. And that's why one of the scriptures I read in one of the, or maybe in a couple of the Wednesdays past, is that the word says in Proverbs, I believe it's 3:13, it says, blessed are those who gain wisdom, get wisdom and gain understanding. And that's, to me, it's also the revelation of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. I want to know you more. I want to know you better. And I'm hearing you say that, and you're certainly a witness to that. Now, too, you in all that, you've kept your faith. Your dad's a minister. He's went, you know, every ministry has went through their ups and downs, but you just keep going. I mean, and you're not doing it because you have to. I mean, you don't have to be here on Sundays. You don't have to be here tonight, but you keep coming back for more. And every word hasn't been like, you know, wow, what a wonderful prophetic word. That just made me feel so good. I mean, some of those words feel different, right? Or do they? I mean, you talk to me about that.
Yeah, it runs a gamut for sure of what we receive, because we have to, I mean, we need it all, you know, we need it all. We need transformation. And that's what I was thinking of as well, is just when we walk by faith, when we worship, when God fills our praise with his presence, there's transformation, right? So even a harsh word, well, I say harsh, you know, a corrective word, right? A convicting word, or the one that's the greatest word you think you could ever get, should transform you, and you need it all. For a while, you know, we were talking about seed, we're talking about earth. The earth is made to see things transform, right? This is the breeding ground for transformation. And so when we receive those words, when we walk by faith, we're changed and we're transformed. And our mind is transformed, which is, I think, the greatest gift, because it's so practical. So much of this can sound, if you don't have understanding, just like foo-foo, just spiritual in a way that it's not going to meet the practical. But when you can change how you think, you literally change everything in your life.
Beautiful.
So if I get a new, if God gives us a revelation and I can think differently, walk out of here and experience life differently because I can think differently, that's power. That's value. That's priceless, you know.
Oh, that's, yeah, I love that. I'm thinking, you know, you've heard say, you know, life is perception or whatever you perceive life to be, that's what it is. And there's definitely truth in that. According to your faith be it unto you, or God would say, what do you see? You know, Jesus asked Peter, you know, he asked the men around, who am I? And they all had, you know, I heard someone say you are this and some say you're that. And he, and we can be in that world today. Some say this, some say that. You have to be hungry for a revelation from God that touches and changes you. And that's something else. That's another key factor is faith changes us. Faith transforms. It illuminates. But it's not like God's doing a new thing, but Ecclesiastes says there is no new thing. So then what does that mean? Well, we're seeing a new light. We're seeing it in a new way because God's eternal.
I don't know if you can open this door, Pastor. I don't think we have time because you just opened a whole other door with that because that's powerful. Faith is not showing us what we don't have. It's showing us what we have.
Yeah.
It's already been said. I mean, you've been preaching about that for a while. We're spoken, so we see before we were. I mean, yeah, that's a whole nother.
Yeah,
thing, Pastor.
And it is. It's that peephole. When you look through one, you get, because the question was, why you stare, why you stay hungry? Because I keep feeding on that. Your word addicted. You know, I that hunger and thirst. But the vastness of God is so intriguing. Yeah. And if you'll stop thinking that it didn't work, or I've been there, or I've heard that, and say, no, I've done that and it did do something, and get our eyes off of what our eyes tell us, you will see it. And that's the law of faith. There's the law of faith again. God in his expansiveness, God in his endlessness, God in his eternity. We'll go to heaven, we're going to just sit there and play hard. No, it'll never end. This revelation we're going to take into the kingdom of God. This revelation never ends because God is without end. And that hunger, stay hungry, stay passionate. How do I do that? Get addicted. Get hooked on revelation. Be hungry because that part of who we are is there. That hunger, that desire, God put it on the inside of us. And if we stop looking, again, faith doesn't show you what you don't have. It'll show you what you do have, and that's endless, exceeding abundant above all we know to ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Praise God. Amen. And we are about out of time. So what a great time. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Pastor.
It's always a joy and a pleasure, and I thank God for you. Father, I thank you for your anointing on Jonathan. I thank you for the word that you put in his heart, for the hunger that he has, and I thank you for an anointing that rests on this man, Lord, that moves. I always say he creates a wave, and I get to ride that wave. And I thank you, Father, and I pray in all you say and do, God, in his life, that it would bear witness to the fruit of your Spirit in him, be glorified in and through him as you have, increase upon increase to your favor, God, we pray in Jesus' name. And I pray for you. I pray for you that God would do such a wonder of awakening in your mind. I pray that God would feed you with hunger. I pray God would give you a meal of hunger. As if you've ever eaten anything and you're like, man, I want more and more of that, taste and see the Lord is good. God has given you great faith. Have a heart to be generous. Have a heart to give without expecting anyone to do anything else. And let the law of faith, the power of faith makes you a giver. And the law of faith makes sure that the blessings are brought to you. This is the greatest season of your life. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your faithful support. Thank you for your generous heart, your consistency, and for the love and the faith that you've shown us. And keep loving. Keep loving. Faith works through love. God is love. They that dwell in love dwell in God because God is love. God bless you. Have an incredible night. Have an incredible day. Until next time.